A bid for a master plan community to replace Burquitlam Plaza is expected come before Coquitlam City Council in the next few months. Morguard Investment Limited is proposing to build six towers with 2,200 units for about 5,000 residents, plus retail and childcare spaces, east of the Burquitlam SkyTrain station at 552 Clark Road, and 550 and 566 Emerson Street. If approved, the development would roll out in two phases. Phase 1: three towers ranging in height from 28 to 43 stories, with 1,039 rental suites and 28,195 square feet of commercial space. Phase 2: three towers ranging in height from 33 to 53 stories, with 1,173 units and 56,347 square feet of commercial space. On Monday, January 30, the proposed project came before council and committee for an update, about a week after the YMCA opened its facility next to Burquitlam Plaza. And it comes as Concert Properties builds its towers next to the Morguard property and the city of Coquitlam builds a park and ride, as well as a new community police station, to create the new heart of Burquitlam. Designed by James Chang of James Chang Architects, the Morguard master plan hasn't changed substantially since it was introduced in the fall of 2021, the committee heard. In total, it would bring in $80 million to the municipality in development cost charges, density bonus payments, community amenity contributions plus cash from the sale of two city-owned lots, according to a report from Andrew Merrill, Coquitlam's Director of Development Services. "The owners of this property believe in this project," said Morguard's Jeff Nagel, noting the purpose-built rental buildings will be in high demand due to their proximity to public transit. "Our ask of council is that, after 2.5 years of engagement, we would request that you direct staff to move to first, rezoning, reading in the next couple of months. More rentals needed." But while some councillors praised Morguard for adding rental stock in the city, others pressed the company for more affordable living in the busy area. Newly elected councillors Matt Dejalik and Robert Mazzarolo urged Morguard to work with senior levels of government to build non-market units, that is, housing that's owned or controlled by a government or non-profit entity and rented out to tenants in financial need. And Mazzarolo lobbied Morguard to accommodate Coquitlam families by arranging bigger suites and more childcare in the redesigned neighborhood. Mazzarolo cited the housing needs report that came before the committee on January 16, showing demographic data from the 2021 census. According to the report, there's a significant need for affordable family-sized housing units in Coquitlam. In 2021, the most common household in the city was made up of three people or more, about 45% of the housing stock. By comparison, one-person households accounted for 23% and two-person households were at 32%. As well, there's been an upward trend in renting, the report states. In 2006, 25% of Coquitlam residents rented compared with about 31% today, while home ownership declined from 75% to 69%. In response, Nagel told the committee that economics are tight, and constructing more rental units would be challenging. He also said no government agency has come forward to offer financial assistance with the Burquitlam proposal. "I'd be happy to make the introduction, Coun," Trish Mandewo quipped. Morguard is not the only company planning a master plan community in Coquitlam. Markin Quadriel is now clearing the land at the southeastern corner of Barnett, Lougheed Highways and Pinetree Way for Tri-City Central that will include six market condo towers, two purpose-built rental towers and a 27-story office and hotel high-rise. Polygon Homes got first reading on January 16 for Coronation Heights, a development on a former elementary school site and next to the proposed Coronation Park project by West Group, in Port Moody, where another 5,000 residents are expected to move in. The public hearing for Coronation Heights is February 27 at Coquitlam City Hall. To register to speak, visit coquitlam.ca/publichearing.